It is Thursday, August 29th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Thousands of protesters jammed the streets of London, accusing the Prime Minister Boris Johnson of mounting a coup against Parliament. Meanwhile, Trump tells the EPA to roll back restrictions on deadly methane pollution. And lastly, Kirsten Gillibrand drops out of the 2020 presidential race. That's right, folks. I forgot she was still in this thing, too.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. And these are the stories you need to know.
Unelected British Prime Minister Boris Johnson suspended Parliament on Wednesday as part of a strategy he and his aides are implementing to block any attempts at stopping a no-deal Brexit. Parliament was scheduled to start up again next week, but Queen Elizabeth approved Johnson's request to suspend Parliament until mid-October, which gives him a limited amount of time to prevent a no-deal Brexit. Johnson is reportedly considering asking the Queen to create a new national holiday, which would prevent Parliament from regrouping. Protesters who describe Johnson's move as a coup continue to gather in London, Manchester, Edinburgh, Liverpool, Cambridge, and other major cities. At one point on Wednesday, the traffic at Downing Street was at a complete standstill as protesters chanted, "Stop the coup," and no one voted for Boris. Yes, it's possible their politics more messed up than ours. Donald Trump's Environmental Protection Agency is set to unveil a rule that would gut restrictions on methane pollution caused by fossil fuel industries. According to the Wall Street Journal, the EPA's plan would scrap regulations requiring the oil and gas industry to install technologies that monitor and limit leaks from new wells, tanks, and pipeline networks, and to more frequently inspect for leaks. The New York Times reports that Trump's methane rollback is particularly notable because major oil and gas companies have opposed it. Estimates suggest that methane has more than 80 times the warming power of carbon dioxide, and environmentalists and scientists have warned that Trump administration efforts to gut its regulations will have disastrous consequences.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Kirsten Gillibrand told the New York Times that she's withdrawing from the Democratic primary after failing to qualify for a third debate next month, something that she herself described as fatal to her candidacy. We'll be covering that debate live on the Majority Report. Back at the beginning of this race, Gillibrand joined the 2020 field with $10.5 million in the bank, but was down to $800,000 near the end of her campaign, an aide told CNN. Campaign spared no expense on its 100-person staff, TV and digital ads, and, since early summer, a huge organizing staff in New Hampshire and Iowa. Gillibrand told the Times that the next president has to be capable of uniting the country, good luck, and suggested that a woman might be best suited for the job, but added, "I will support whoever the nominee is, and I will do whatever it takes to beat Trump." Now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
Trump administration said Wednesday that the children of some U.S. military members and government employees working overseas will no longer automatically be considered United States citizens. Nice. Most voters disapprove of President Trump's remarks calling American Jews who vote for Democrats disloyal. This according to a new poll released by Politico on Wednesday. Detroit Free Press reports that FBI and IRS agents have raided the homes of UAW President Gary Jones as part of a nationwide sweep of sites tied to the auto worker union. The multi-agency raids come as federal officials ramped up their corruption investigation of the auto workers union, which is in the midst of contract negotiations with Detroit automakers. Interesting.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.